Preface to the 40th Anniversary Edition. In the 12 years since the paperback edition of Live from New York was published, Saturday Night Live has gone through many changes, as have we all. 28 cast members have been hired, 26 have left. Some departed for sitcoms or movies, others simply vanished from the public eye. There have been uproars, embarrassments, firings, budget cuts, a writer's strike that nearly derailed an entire season, and the construction of a new stage in Studio 8H. Women anchored Weekend Update and played a hugely prominent role in a presidential election. This new expanded edition of LFNY is meant to chronicle those changes and others, help mark the show's 40th anniversary, and document further its lasting imprint on American culture. After 39 seasons, this much is still true. Through triumphs and troubles, through incomparably memorable moments and fitful flirts with mediocrity, Saturday Night Live marches on as the most successful comedy show in the history of television. As with previous editions of this book, here we endeavor to write history through commentary and reminiscences from the show's cast members, hosts, and writers, this time including those who have been part of the show since the original book was published. We originally conceived LFNY as a book of record, and we welcome the chance to make that a living record, an illumination, we hope, for those who have lived their entire lives within the time frame of the show, and for those old enough to remember its first tumultuous years. One consistency through the decades, despite all the changes and upheaval, is that Saturday Night Live still hews to tradition. It began as and remains the expression of primarily one man, Lorne Michaels, the creator and executive producer, who, except for a 5-year hiatus during which others ran the show, hasn't missed a performance. He is the guiding spirit, and many of the standards he championed in the beginning are still evident in each subsequent iteration. So even when its content may be sophomoric or semi-smutty, Saturday Night Live continues to reflect its old established values. No canned laughter, no fake breakups by cast members, stringent technical standards. Indeed, one of the most common refrains from hosts involves awe at how expertly and impressively the machinery of SNL operates. Live television has no margin for error. As a result, even in its own middle age, and with many cable channels now proclaiming themselves as major players in the comedy business, Michaels's creation stands out. It has, let's face it, a better pedigree than do pretenders to the throne, and beneath the ballyhoo and profits, it evinces a palpable sense of purpose, something rare for commercial television. You don't get to be 40 without a little paranoia. SNL has always tried to stay ahead or at least abreast of industry developments, repackaging material for cast member best-of home video releases, DVD boxed sets, network specials, and exposure on Hulu and other internet sites. In the past decade, though, Saturday Night Live has managed even to co-opt candidates for its own replacement. Former cast member Andy Samberg, along with writers Yorma Taconi and Akiva Schaffer, convinced Michaels to feature weekly digital shorts on the program, just as YouTube was becoming part of America's daily routine. More people now see SNL's digital shorts on computers than they do when watching the show itself on Saturday night. Of course, that digital ecosystem has put the show under a brighter and arguably harsher spotlight than ever, with each episode being analyzed and pounced upon by the internet's cacophonous chorus of opinionators. The show has ridden a roller coaster of ups and downs, sometimes making news as well as commenting on it, or doing both at the same time. A sketch that kills can go viral now in a flash and be seen by millions who no longer watch the show. As a result, SNL has had to face, from Twitter and elsewhere, a huge array of would-be satirists and commentators. The same internet that supplies perpetual criticism for SNL supplies perpetual competition for it, with a seemingly infinite array of satirical or pseudo-satirical voices clamoring for attention. Competition has become even fiercer, especially against the bottomless pits of programming on cable and satellite television. Cable stars like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert try to do nightly what SNL does weekly on the update desk, making it even harder for SNL writers and performers not only to be funny, but also to say something distinctive and unique about the week's news and pop culture parade. To his credit, and even though there has sometimes seemed to be a lag between criticisms of the show and attempts to address them, Michaels has remained vigilant in maintaining the show's prominence in the zeitgeist and in the increasingly hasty march of time. He and the writers, producers, and performers under him tried desperately each week to keep the show fresh and relevant. Obviously, currency is the show's most important single attribute. NBC has exploited the success of SNL at every opportunity. Its reruns often plug holes in the NBC schedule and are licensed to play on cable channels, some partly owned by NBC. Michaels' own domain and wealth have vastly expanded. With the ascendancies of Jimmy Fallon to The Tonight Show and Seth Meyers to Late Night, Michaels became executive producer and guardian angel of NBC's entire late-night schedule, Monday through Saturday. The flagship broadcast, Saturday Night Live, has developed into a relatively dependable audience delivery device, so much so that it has become common for SNL, where the resident troupe used to be self-mockingly called the not-ready-for-primetime players, to score higher Nielsen ratings than any show in NBC's Saturday primetime lineup. Of course, that's attributable not just to SNL doing well, but also, in the thousand-channel universe, to everybody else being in the dumps, or almost in the dumps. The size of the pie stays relatively the same, but the slices grow even smaller. The audience now must be divided among new channels, new networks, and new media. Can there be anything left, meanwhile, of SNL's original rebellious maverick swagger? Can SNL continue to satirize what it has arguably become? Maybe these worries are spurious, perhaps as irrelevant as some claim the show has now become. But week after week and year after year, perpetually replenished with new young talent who claim Studio 8H for their own, Saturday Night Live continues to push on, and the man whose name remains first in the credits at the end of each show has vowed to stay there as long as he lives. Michaels still manages to identify with the audaciousness and irreverence that have always been vital to the show's DNA. For us, this journey has proved a hilarious pleasure at times and a daunting challenge at other times. But always, more than anything else, it has been an honor. No kidding. James Andrew Miller and Tom Shales.